Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Loquitos, this is Jackie Dollar, and it's so great to have you back again on Thursday. Beautiful Southern California afternoon here. If you're on the East Coast, you've already worked all day, you're already home, you've taken off your clothes, your shoes, you're sitting there having a martini in the naked nude. I just pictured you doing that, okay? Anyway, but look, if you are in the naked nude, which I don't even know if that's a term, but if you're in the naked nude, right now, you're probably looking down at yourself and thinking, shoot, I got to get my ass bikini ready. It's almost summer, and we are soon going to be exposing our boobs, our butt, our thighs. We got to get our butts in gear if we haven't done so already. And if you're anything like me, you're thinking, crap, I better get on with the program, right? I started my aqua class a few weeks ago. I can tell you I still really like it. In fact, last Sunday I went to aqua class, and after aqua class, people get this, I did 10 laps in the pool. 10 laps out of an hour. After an hour of treading in the pool, I did 10 laps. I was so damn proud of myself. I've been telling everybody, and that's why I'm broadcasting it on the air right now, because I am so excited that I actually had the energy to get through 10 laps. And so I'm doing a little bit at a time. I wouldn't necessarily call that a little bit, but I'm doing my part on reducing the fact that the U.S., the United States of America, is the most obese country. Of all the countries in the world, we are the fattest. And so I'm trying to reduce that number and, you know, getting my fat ass in the gym. Now, I wouldn't say my ass is necessarily like a big fat ass, but you know what? It could use a little toning, and that's why I'm doing today's show, to try to get me and you bikini ready. So if you're ready, put your, you know, ankle weights on, at least put on a pair of gym shorts and a top, get out of your naked nude, and let's talk about this stuff, because you know what? As I mentioned, the U.S. is the fattest country in the world. 33.5% of all the people who live, that's like a third of everybody, you put three asses in front of you, one of those asses is going to be an obese ass. That's crazy. That's crazy stuff. The United States is the fattest country in the world. The next one to us, I don't know if you knew this, but Mexico, people, Mexico is the next fattest country in the world, 30%. So they're not that far behind. They're not. Their asses are only slightly smaller than ours. But get this, you know who the next one is? New Zealand. And you know, I wanted to know, okay, so New Zealand is 26%, 26.5% fat. And I wanted to know what kind of crap they're eating in New Zealand, because if you would have asked me what they ate in New Zealand, I'd say like lamb, I'd say like pumpkin, squash, and those things are all true. But get this, the national dessert of New Zealand is a pavlova. Do you know what a pavlova is? Okay, it's meringue with whipped cream and fruit. So I don't think that's what's making them fat necessarily. Yes, it's got a lot of sugar in it, but meringue is low fat. Whipped cream has fat, but fruit's good for you. But here's what's getting them fat. Burger King, Pizza Hut, KFC, and McDonald's. Now, I'm all about the classic chicken sandwich at Burger King, and I do like my McNuggets, and I'm not going to sit here and diss on fast food, because the minute you drive up to fast food, you know exactly what you're doing. You're going to get something that's not low-calorie. Now, there are low-calorie options now. All these places are now, you know, they all put salad on the menu. But you know what you're doing. It's not nobody else's fault but your own fat ass. So you drove up, you ordered that triple quarter pounder with triple cheese and triple everything and triple calories. You're going to get fat, so you got to manage yourself. But they have that in New Zealand, and that's why they're the third largest fat state country in the world. After that is Australia, Canada, the UK, Ireland, Luxembourg, and Finland. So a lot of cold places there. You know what I think people do? And this is the case in the Midwest in the United States. In these cold places, they got to put some pounds on around those bones, because otherwise you freeze that ass off. And you know what? They do have this new thing where they do freeze your fat. Maybe that's what you should do if you live in the Midwest. Freeze your fat. go outside in the dead of winter. You can't do that now. It's too late for this year, for this summer. But go outside and freeze your ass off. Freeze and sit in like the cold snow or the cold pavement, cold icy pavement, and you will freeze off the fat. No, seriously, there is a new treatment that where they freeze your fat. And I just heard this, that it is so incredibly painful. There's a woman that apparently freezed the fat off all her entire body, and she had little stitches all over her body. And I heard that she was in agony. She froze her fat off. Now, I think she's feeling fine now. It was like a week of agony. But let me tell you something, people. I am never going to put my ass through that. You can choose to do it. You want to be in pain for a week. You want to get cut up all over the place just to freeze your fat. Fine. Suit yourself. But La Loca is terrified of pain. I don't like blood. I have a very low tolerance for pain. I'd rather be at the mall than freezing my fat off. So if I have to go to Aqua Class once a week and do a few little laps here or there to get in shape, I'd rather do that than feel the pain of needles and stuff all over my body. I ain't crazy that way, you know what I mean? But anyway, look, at the end of the day, you don't need to go freeze your fat ass off. You don't, because you know what to do. We all know what to do. The first rule of knowing what to do is to stop eating cake. You know you're not supposed to eat cake. Get your fat ass to the gym and stop eating cake. That's the first rule. Because we know that it's not really anything besides diet and exercise. You know, we know that there's so many fad diets out there, and we're going to talk all about those, okay? But there's so many fad diets out there and crazy-ass things that people try to do, and then what happens? They lose 1 million pounds, and 2 weeks later they start eating like their old selves again, because it is a lifestyle shift when you start eating right and exercising on a regular basis, okay? And sometimes we fall off the wagon, but we know what to do. It's easy. Just go do some working out, even if it's jumping up and down in your room. Whatever raises your heart rate, jump up and down in your room and stop eating cake and stop eating fattening things, because you know what's fattening. Don't act like, oh, does pasta have calories? Yes, pasta has calories. And what happens is all that flour in the pasta turns to sugar, and then it turns to big fat ass on you. So you got to manage those things. But you know these things. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You know what's fattening. You know what's not fattening. You know when you do exercise. You know when you don't. So I'm not going to reveal any major secrets here, okay? I'm sorry to tell you. I'm not going to give you any silver bullet other than sitting on the cold pavement if you live in Michigan. That might work. But other than that, I can tell you right now, jumping up and down naked in your room will get you skinnier faster, okay? All right. So here are some rules. Your plate, when you're eating, you know, should not be three-dimensional. It should be two-dimensional. And there shouldn't be more white stuff on your plate than green stuff on your plate. And by the way, people, you know this already. Don't have seconds, thirds, fourths, fifths. Just eat what's on your plate. And by the way, here's a little tiny little trick that they'll tell you. Don't get a big plate and put a little food on it. Get a little plate and put just the right size of food on it. So it looks like you're having a full meal, okay? You're tricking yourself. Don't eat when you're drunk, because when you're drunk, you have no self-control. And don't put so many. Here's the thing with some of these diets, right? I see people do this all the time. They get on this diet and everything's super, super strict. And they're counting 1 million calories and they're doing all these things all day long and having X number of glasses of water and blah, 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 blah. Okay, what happens there? Two things. Number one, they're doing everything so strictly that by the time 1 or 2 weeks goes by, all they want to do is get a big fat cake and eat it. Like, they want to just go to an entire farm and finish off every possible animal on that farm because they're so ravenous and so incredibly hungry, they can't contain themselves. And it's true. When you don't feed yourself, you're hungry. And there's plenty of good food you can feed yourself that's not going to make you fat, right, that's going to keep you healthy. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is any of these diets that require you to do 1 million steps all day long, what's happening? All you're doing is thinking of food all day. Look, again, you can have 3 regular-sized good meals a day without a lot of fat in it, have a couple snacks in the middle of the day, even if that snack is a little cookie or something, okay? But you don't have to go all crazy and just starve yourself, because what's going to happen is the minute you realize that you don't want to be on this diet anymore, you're going to run into the kitchen, it's going to be the middle of the night, and you're going to polish off the first 3 shelves because you're not going to be able to contain yourself, and I can't say I will blame you because you're probably going to be starving to death. And when that starvation hits, there's nothing going to stop you, not even La Loca. Anyway, so we're going to talk about all the ways to lose weight here, okay? We're going to talk about the craziest ways people lose weight. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, before we even dive into any of this stuff, I am not about eating disorders. So if you're looking for me to confirm to you that you can have an eating disorder on my show or whatever, you're not going to find an eating disorder approval here. Because I think people who have an eating disorder, it goes way beyond wanting to lose a few pounds. I think people who have an eating disorder should get help, should talk to somebody, and should get professional treatment, because I think that has to do much more so with an emotional situation that they should absolutely deal with. So before we dive right in, I'm going to send you off to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back in just a minute, to talk about some more of this weight loss stuff.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodIfGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
Adrian Pietra Trio. Pietra. Okay, people. I have screwed up this guy's name every single time I've tried to say it. Adrian Pietratio. Pietrario. I can't say it. Pietrario. Pietrario. There you go. Okay, Adrian. We'll just call him Adrian. Adrian is the owner of West Coast Boot Camp, and he has celebrity clients. We're not allowed to say who because we don't disclose them, but he is an incredible guy. He is a bodybuilder. He's from Romania. He's had this business for about 8 years now, and he is totally into natural bodybuilding. We're going to interview him later in the show, okay? And you're going to get a sense of how bodybuilders do it. Do you know how bodybuilders? This guy is incredible, though. If you look at his picture on our website, on blogtalkradio.com at Jackie's Vida Loca, you will see his picture, and you will see his abs. Okay, his abs start from his neck all the way down to his hips. All of that is his abs, and he has, like, not a six-pack, people. He has, like, a 22-pack, okay? He is for those, like, real drunks, okay? Adrian is a super, super sweet guy, and you'll hear how I gave him a hard time. I swear, from the minute I got on the phone with him, I totally screwed up his name, and I gave him a hard time pretty much the entire interview. And he was such a trooper. He was really delightful. And you're going to get a chance to meet him in just a little bit. But the first thing I want to do before we do that is to talk about how we Latinos lose weight, because we are totally unconventional in everything we do. And, you know, the fastest way to lose weight, according to a Latino, is basically to eat a huge 5,000-calorie meal and then go shopping all day and walk it off. I can't think of a better way to lose weight, frankly. I think that shopping excursion after you've had a major, big, big-ass meal is great motivation to walk more at the mall. Like, if you have a huge 5,000-calorie meal and you're Latino, then at that point you shouldn't drive around for 30 minutes to try to look for a parking spot at the mall. You should try to get a parking spot where you're going to walk a little bit, even if it's two lanes. Make yourself feel better and do that, okay? Now, here's the thing. With Latinos, there's no seconds, pretty much. Well, there's always seconds, but here's the thing. Your first plate of food is basically first, second, third, and fourth. There is no Latina grandmother that's going to feed you that's just going to give you, like, the size of a fist. Yeah, right. She's going to not only give you the size of both of her fists, her feet, and everything else, but she's going to put a fist in you if you don't eat all your food, because they get very touchy about this. You know, and the sign to stop eating isn't to empty your plate. It's like Latinos don't worry about having a full stomach. It's like, get through the plate. And that's bad, because your grandmother has just given you enough to feed an army, and she's going to make you feel guilty if you don't eat it. You know that. But you got to watch out for your health. And that's why so many of the Latino little kids are overweight. Did you know that when it comes to Latino kids, okay, so I told you before, the United States percentage of obesity is 33.5%, right? Latino kids, it's more than that. 38.2% of Latino children are obese. Obese. That's out of 154 million adults in the United States that are obese. right? So that's a huge number. That's a huge number. By the way, did you know that West Virginia has the highest obesity rate of anywhere in the country? I had no idea. I would have said that's like, you know, I would have said that's in the Midwest because I lived in the Midwest, and trust me, I saw some huge asses there. No offense, people. You know who you are, okay? I'm not trying to call anybody out, but when I lived in Michigan, I saw some really, really, really wide loads. But that's not, I guess I didn't see the widest because the widest ones are in West Virginia, okay? But the reason why Hispanics over-index on obesity is because 34% of us Latinos are less likely to engage in physical activity compared to non-Hispanics. So back to the fastest ways Latinos lose weight. What's the best workout for a Latino? Cleaning the house, because it includes dancing. How do you get us to run? Your abuela threatens you with a chancleta or a belt, right? But the best way to motivate a Latino? Two things. Buy a new workout outfit and offer them cake after gym, right? Because the new workout outfit gets them there, and the cake makes them feel better about going to the gym. Now, you got to be careful with that cake, because too big of a piece of cake and your ass is going to grow faster than you can get it down at the gym, okay? And if there's a cute guy at the gym, you can always get us to the gym. That's great motivation. And cheat all day. Have like at least 4 cheat days in the week and 2 workout days. Ask any Latino. They'll tell you. They'll work out like crazy. They'll call every single one of their friends to tell them how they did the treadmill, how they ran so many miles, how they, you know, just like I told you, I did 10 laps in the pool after an hour treadmill, right? We do that for a couple days, and then all of a sudden, we fall back off the wagon. And guess what? Then we start back up in a week or two. But you know what? I said it before, and I am not about crazy-ass things to lose weight because, again, we all know what it takes to lose the pounds. It's not a secret. Nobody's keeping this information from us. But so many people do stupid things like starvation, number one, purging, gross. Like they use laxatives to get rid of the food. You know what? I do admit that chocolate X-Lax tastes like a candy bar. And if you are a chocolate addict, I can see you going for it. I tried one once. They were rather tasty. It really does taste like chocolate. The problem is you crap your brains out, and it does not feel good. And the reason they make those laxatives is when you get blocked up, not with food, but with poop. So here's the thing. Don't eat the chocolate X-Lax. It's bad for you. How about this other thing with master cleanses? I think it's all such crock. Spicy lemonade, salt water until you explode from your butt. That's disgusting. People, it's so much easier to just do a little tiny workout. 30 minutes of jumping in your room naked. It's, trust me, it's better than doing a master cleanse. And then what about a tapeworm? The worm is inside of you, so it eats all the food inside of you. That's what people do, a tapeworm. This other diet is crazy. The HCG diet, it's 500 calories a day. And then a shot of hormone producing by placenta during pregnancy. Okay, let me tell you something. It is bad enough to be pregnant and have to deal with all the crap that comes along with that, morning sickness, exhaustion, swelling, and all that. But on top of that, you're going to shoot a hormone in yourself produced by placenta that you only eat 500 calories a day? I think that's terrible. All right, colonics. Takes 5 pounds of poop out instantly. You know what? I might go for that. Diet pills make you jittery. It sucks. I mean, I haven't taken a diet pill. I think I only took a diet pill once back in high school, and that was the last time I took a diet pill because, honestly, I felt like my heart was going to jump out of my chest. And I'm already crazy, insane, like intense and out of control. Me on a diet pill means I am literally bouncing like a ball all around the room. I don't think diet pills are good for you. They have an accelerant, and if you have a heart condition or you didn't even know you had a heart condition, I think those things can make your heart explode. Liposuction. Here's another way. Look, if you want to get liposuction, it's number 8 on my list of craziest ways people lose weight, but you know what? Go for it. Get the damn liposuction because I'm not here to judge you if you want plastic surgery. And if you want plastic surgery, you're doing us all a favor to make yourself look, you know, to make you look better in front of all of us. So if you want liposuction, go right ahead and getting it. Okay? Go right ahead. Working working out until you feel like dying. That's another crazy way people lose weight. There are some people that are skinny like a rail, and you see them hustling on that treadmill and on the bike and in aerobics class. And I'm like, you people suck. You're already skinny. See, I think that's a disorder. When people are like rail skinny, but they can't stop working out, that's absolutely a disorder, and it needs treatment. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm just trying to call it out. And you need, like, hypnosis, psychotherapy, something. But it ain't working out. You know, there are certain people that just lose weight, like huge amounts of weight, too. Like, so many of the actors and people in the entertainment business are super guilty of this. And, you know, hopefully I will never, ever get like this because, yeah, sure, if you want to put me in a movie and get me to lose a few pounds and put a freaking trainer on my ass so I can get fit and buff and perfect like a goddess, I'll take it. But what about Christian Bale? He lost 63 pounds doing the movie The Machinist. And you know what? He did it again for The Fighter, 63 pounds. You know what? He might be a good actor, but he's certainly not a good role model. 63 pounds. How about 50 Cent? He did a film called Things Fall Apart. He lost another 60 pounds. The role was a football player diagnosed with cancer. Look, I get it. You want to play these great, juicy, meaty roles, and you want to look the part. But I think, why compromise your health to lose? He didn't need to lose 50 cents. He didn't need to lose 60 pounds. He could have lost 50 cents. But, you know, that's crazy. That's crazy. Tom Hanks is another one. I don't know if you knew, but for Castaway, he lost 50 pounds. Now, maybe he had a gut. So of that 50 pounds, maybe 25 of those pounds were all around the middle. So who knows? Maybe he could have used to lose a few pounds. And Jared Leto, here's another one. He looked freaky. In a movie called Chapter 27, I saw this. He gained 60 pounds. He was, like, supposed to be some serial killer. And the way he did it was he ate Domino's pizza all the time. Now, I'd say that's definitely taking one for your craft. It's just ridiculous to gain 60 pounds like that and get all big and fat, compromise your heart and all that. I just think it's absolutely crazy. In fact, there's a guy who did a documentary about McDonald's and all the weight that you could gain in eating McDonald's for a month. And the guy got really fat and his heart got really bad. So look, I'm not against a chicken McNugget here or there, but if that's your every meal plus shakes plus everything supersized like that guy did, I think it's just insane to do it for the sake of entertainment. Now, if you can't contain yourself and you have to be going to McDonald's every day, then that's a psychological thing. We're not going to make fun of you. But these actors that did it for a part, I think it's stupid. I think it's ridiculous. There's many, many ways to get acting roles, especially if you're Christian Bale and Tom Hanks and Jared Leto. You don't necessarily need to do all this crap to, you know, gain weight or lose weight for a role. Why don't you just hire a skinny-ass actor? I don't see. That's the whole thing. Stupid. Anyway, so we're going to talk a little bit more about celebrities and all their crazy things that they do to lose weight. I don't know. Some of these things are just, I mean, okay. Elizabeth Hurley drinks 6 cups of watercress soup a day. These are crazy diets. I don't know. I like watercress. I think watercress soup could be good. But 6 cups of watercress soup a day, I'll tell you what, after 3 days, I'd be heading straight for the cupcake store Susie Cakes. And I'd probably be eating 2 or 3 cupcakes just to get that stupid watercress soup off my tongue. You know what I mean? It's like, I get that watercress has 0 calories and it's probably got tons of vitamins and stuff in it. 1 cup of watercress soup a day is fine, but I think after 2 weeks of that, I think I'd want to shoot myself. So I don't know, Elizabeth Hurley. I think she needs to find like a good food diet. Here's a crazy one. Mariah Carey, like you'd never ever dream of her cooking this way, but basically she cooks with no sugar, no salt, no spice. What's the point of eating if there's no sugar, no salt, or any spice? Like, I can understand cutting sugar down, but salt and spice, by the way, I heard that salt causes cellulite, which is really sucky. But that's kind of food. Like, see, here's the thing. You don't have to do that to lose weight. You can just eat normal, healthy portions, right? You don't have to eat 10,000 portions or 5,000 brownies. You just eat, like, normal portions of food. But somebody cooking with no sugar, I don't know. I don't know how she survives with that diet. Megan Fox, who's absolutely gorgeous. Oh, my God, she's so beautiful. She drinks apple cider vinegar to lose weight. apple cider vinegar. God, I can just feel my eyes tearing, my mouth puckering just with the thought of drinking apple cider vinegar. Like, that's the kind of stuff that you put in salads or that you clean off the floor with. Do you know that some Latinos clean their floor with vinegar? Yeah, and they do it. Sometimes people use vinegar when, like, a dog pees on the floor so that they can't smell the pee-pee. So, I don't know. The idea of drinking something that gets put on the floor when a dog goes pee-pee on the floor, like, to do that all the time just to lose weight, I don't know. It sounds kind of crazy, but when I finish this show, I might try that shit. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm going to go to the next one. Jennifer Aniston, who's so beautiful. She eats baby food. She eats baby food, Jennifer Aniston. I think it's that she wants a baby so bad that she feels maybe eating like the baby food is going to make her pregnant quicker. I don't know. Sarah Michelle Gellar eats cabbage soup plus fruits and veggies, cabbage soup all the time. Now, you tell me, cabbage plus fruits and veggies all the time, that's it. That's a recipe for gas. That's not a recipe to eat. That's a recipe for gas. That's like all you're going to do is blow up, and then nobody's going to want to be around you, and you're going to run for the gas X, and it's going to be not a pretty sight. And she's cute, too, so I can't just imagine Sarah Michelle Gellar, like, tooting all over the place. You know what I mean? Here's another crazy one. Kim Cattrall. Like, she's, like, well in her 50s, and she eats salmon every day, and she calls it the fish facelift. Hi, people. I like salmon, but you know what? When I cook salmon, it's got to be coated in, like, something else that takes out the salmon taste, like teriyaki sauce or all kinds of seasoning. Now, I don't mind salmon sashimi. That's no problem. But to eat cooked salmon every single day, even eating raw salmon every day, that's just a recipe for, like, I don't know, to stink like fish all the time just for the sake of lifting your face? I guess. All right, we're going to take another short commercial break here. And when we come back, I am going to introduce you to Adrian. Okay, here, wait. I'm going to say it right, people. He's going to kill me. He's absolutely going to kill me and going to decide never to be on our show again. Adrian Pietrario. He's Romanian. It's not part of my vernacular. I'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Okay. Hey, loquitos, I'm here with Adrian Pietrario. Oh, God.
Pietrario.
You're killing me now. Okay, all right, here we go. Hey, loquitos, I'm here with Adrian Pietrario, and he is an incredible bodybuilder. He's also the owner and founder of West Coast Boot Camp in La Cañada, California, with celebrity clients. And he's here with us to talk about how you can get bikini ready, because you know it's almost time. He's just this amazing guy. If you've seen his picture, you know what I'm talking about. The guy has, like, not six-pack abs. He has, like, 20-pack abs. I mean, he's got just muscles where muscles aren't normally. He looks fantastic, and we're just excited to have him on the show. Adrian, I want to welcome you to Jackie's Vida Loca.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm
how does it feel?
It feels great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was giving Adrian a hard time a couple minutes ago because I was telling him you're going to be on national radio and everybody's going to hear what you got to say. And then he was taking exception to the fact I was giving him a hard time. So I just want to know how you're feeling.
It's okay. Sometimes you got to give me a hard time, you know. I can handle it. I'm a fitness guy.
You're
I'm in good
guy.
Health. I'm in good health.
Listen, you're the guy who recently won 4 awards at the Mr. and Mrs. Iron Gladiator competition. So if you can't take a hard time from La Loca, nobody can.
I can do it.
Tell me about that. That sounds so cool. What's up?
Well, it's cool. Basically what it is, it's a natural bodybuilding competition that this company, IMBA, PMBA, puts it on. There's competitions throughout the world. Actually, they have about 50 countries that are a part of this organization. And it's basically guys that go in to compete in natural bodybuilding. They don't use any type of substances, so it's tested similar to what the Olympic athletes are tested. So you can't even use diuretics, can use most of the things that they sell at GNC, believe it or not. You have to eat natural foods,
basically like chicken, fish, turkey, egg whites, get to your oatmeal, your brown rice, all your fun vegetables, and lots of water.
I'm very intrigued by this because, yes, we know some bodybuilders do use steroids. You choose not to. My personal preference is a male figure, or a female figure for that matter, that looks natural, that's super physically fit, not the blown-up look of those who take steroids. Now, we're not here to criticize anybody, but I commend you for doing it the natural way, and I think that there's a lot of value to doing it that way. I think it's a much healthier way to be.
Well, that's true. That's true. Some people wanted the easy way out. It's like cheating on a test, right? So how can I not study and get a good grade? Doesn't mean that you don't still exercise. Doesn't mean that you still don't have to eat healthy. It's just the way of getting much bigger and much stronger with substances that, you know, are not good for your health. In the end, a lot of those guys, they have a lot of health issues. And I choose not to have those health issues. I'd rather be healthy and look good and be able to look good for the rest of my life.
And you look fantastic. And I just introduced you and said you had a 20-pack ab. I'm very curious, right. What percentage of your body is fat? Like, what body fat do you have?
During the competition, is anywhere between 3 to 5%. It's pretty low. You can keep that type of body fat for, you know, a lifestyle. Usually I carry myself at about 10%. When I get ready for a competition like this, I drop it down to about 5% or under. But that's for a short time.
So that's incredible to me to think that even 10% is very, very lean. And most people aren't lucky enough to be 10% body fat. Most people are about 90% body fat.
All
right. Okay, I'm just kidding.
That's a little
but
exaggerated,
tough.
But yeah, that's good. Yeah.
It's tough. It's very tough. And we know that the United States of America is the heaviest country in the world. So we know people struggle with this. And, you know, if you are one of these people that has a much higher than 10% body fat, you know, and you want to put on a bathing suit in a month, you know, and we don't want to promote crash diets here because that's not what I'm about. We want people to be healthy, and we want people to feel and look their best. So what do you think is the best way and also the quickest way to get in shape?
Well, the number one thing, you have to know what you're trying, what your goal is. You know, and even though it's a 4-week, 6-week, whatever time you have to set a goal, okay, a reasonable goal that you feel like you can achieve. Because if you don't feel like that, then you're just going to give up, which that's what a lot of people do. Set a goal for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. Tell yourself you need to do, you know, 5 days a week, a minimum of 30 minutes of exercise a day. And then tell yourself that at the end of the week, you want to feel like you've lost anywhere from 3 to 5 pounds per week to get to that goal.
If somebody wants to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week, what they have to do is 30 minutes worth of exercise 5 days a week. Some people don't have time for that.
Well, some people don't have time, but if that's your goal, then you have to make the time. We can always make time. We don't have time for anything unless it really means a lot to us.
Why don't we play a little game? I'm going to tell you all the excuses people can come up with, right? And you're going to tell me why it's not a good excuse. How about that? Want to play that game?
Okay, you're the game girl. I like it. Go ahead.
Okay, you ready? So I can't exercise because I have 3 kids.
You can't exercise because you have 3 kids. Well, you can exercise. Take your kids, go out to a park and go for a walk. You can take your kids out to the beach and you can play in the water or take your bike and ride up and down the boulevard. There's many ways you can still exercise with your kid. Play games in the backyard.
Okay. I can't exercise because I have a predisposition of being fat. Everybody in my family's overweight. I'll never be skinny.
I get that a lot. Usually what I tell the people is to go ahead and create a plan anyway and try the program first before, because unless you've tried to exercise, you've tried to change your nutrition, then you really don't know. All you know is that you're hearing what your family's telling you, that we're having this history of bad health. Why don't you be the first one to change that and show them that you can be healthy?
Okay, so here's another excuse. I can't exercise because I simply have no energy. I'm so tired. By the time I finish my workday, I can't get my ass to the gym.
Wow, that's most people's problem. They're tired. They have no energy. But you have to make yourself do it. And also, you have to look at your eating. A lot of times people are tired because of all the stress that they have in their life. They're always busy at work, they forget to eat. Well, you need that food in your system to be able to have that energy. And if you can't do it that way, then I would say do it first thing in the morning. That's what I do with my clients. I have a 5:30 a.m. boot camp. Those people come in first thing in the morning, they get it done out of the way, and then they're able to go about their day. And you find out that you get the energy.
All right, so I got another excuse for you. Are you ready for this one?
Okay, let's do it.
I can't exercise because, I mean, I can't get in shape because I don't have the willpower to not eat certain things. You know, like if I see cake, I'm going to eat cake.
Well, usually what I would say with that is to find somebody that can guide you and help you and keep you on track, like a personal trainer that has experience in helping people, or also a nutritionist that has experience in helping people lose weight. You have to have somebody help you out through this if you can't do it on your own.
Look, I want to tell you, I'm one of those people that can find a million excuses, not those excuses I gave you, but I can always find an excuse to do something else, like go to the mall, talk on the phone, whatever, rather than focusing on working out. It's not like I'm obese, but at the same time, you know, I could definitely be in better shape. So let me tell you what I started to do. I started to take aqua class, and I started to swim. So I want your opinion, like, for La Loca, please tell me if this is a good idea. Do you think that I can get in better shape if I, you know, do a little bit of swimming during the week? Is that going to be enough? I keep a pretty good diet, but it's the motivation to get to the gym. That's where I have a problem. Do you think I can achieve a goal in maybe 4 to 6 weeks? If I swim, like, let's say 3 times a week?
Well, just swimming alone is not going to be, it's not going to be enough. Swimming is going to get you in better shape than what you currently are, and doing any sorts of strenuous exercise is going to get you in better shape. But if you have a certain goal, you may not necessarily achieve that goal with just swimming. So you may want to increase it and maybe add some jogging, maybe add some bicycles.
Here's the thing. There is a guy on the BBC that did a documentary. He talked about exercise, and I want to get your opinion on something, because one of the things that he said was that the exercise industry pretty much is telling people for many, many years that, you know, what we're saying, right? Get out to the gym, go every day, go 5 days a week. But one of the things he said was that if you do, like, 3 times a week, you get on an exercise bike and you ride as fast as your little legs can carry you for spurts of like a minute at a time, 3 sets of that, and do it as fast as you possibly can until you're about to croak off that bicycle. And just do it a very small amount of time, but do it to your highest possible capability. You can get in as good of shape as somebody that's in the gym all the time. So it's a little crazy to me to think that you could actually get in that great of shape just doing so little. What is your opinion?
Yeah, I don't believe that that's accurate. I mean, there's a lot of different styles of training. There's a lot of different people that have all kinds of ideas of what, you know, a good exercise program is. But you need to have your heart rate up for about 20 minutes for your body to start burning calories. You can't do it for 3 minutes at a time. Try to kill yourself with that 3 minutes and then expect to be in just as good of a shape as somebody that exercises for, 20, 30, 40 minutes at a time. I would say no more than an hour, but you need to do more than 3 minutes.
Adrian, you're a guy that's clearly in fantastic shape. This is what you do for a living, and you've also won awards in bodybuilding, which is fantastic. But I'm sure that at times you also probably struggle with motivation, because I think it's an issue for everybody. Right? I think some people are more motivated than others, but even the most fit people also struggle with motivation.
Yeah, everybody struggles with motivation. I don't think there's one person out there that doesn't struggle with motivation. All you have to know is that, okay, sometimes you need a little bit of a break. You know, you don't want to go to a crazy point where, you know, that's all you're doing all the time, but everybody needs a break. You just have to know that, hey, if you have a goal that you set your mind to, you got to get back to it. It's no different than going to work. Nobody says, you know, if you go, well, I don't feel like going to work, but you have to show up anyway, because if you don't, then you don't get paid. So if you don't show up to your exercise program, then you don't get to see the results that you wanted to see. If you're okay with that, then there you go. If you can't do it yourself, then like I said, then you have to find somebody that can help you stay motivated. Either find some friends that you can exercise together with, find a fitness trainer that you can go and you know you have an appointment. But if you can't do it alone, then you got to find somebody else to help you with that.
So speaking of, this is what you do for a living at West Coast Boot Camp. Tell me a little bit about this boot camp class, because even the name is terrifying to me.
Well, it sounds more terrifying than what it really is. Basically, it's a 6-week program that we teach 5 days a week. Monday through Friday for 1 hour, 5:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and a 6 p.m., and they all run for 60 minutes. Now, it sounds terrifying because it's a boot camp, but there's no screaming, there's no yelling, but it is a program that you're going to be held accountable to. So if you don't show up to class, then guess who calls you? Myself. I get to call you and find out where you've been and keep you accountable. And then you make friends in the program, and then if you don't show up, then the friends call you and say, hey, we missed you. You weren't in class. It's not so much of the boot camp where we yell at you and we scream at you and we break it down, but it's more of trying to create some type of a family where everybody helps each other.
It's like a Latino family. They basically guilt you back into getting into class.
That's right. Basically, that's what it is. It is guilting you like a Latino. Well, I'm Romanian, so I guess we're pretty similar, right?
I think we are.
All
I think we
family.
Are.
Yeah.
See, if I took your boot camp class, this is what would happen. I would start, I'd go get a new outfit because that's motivation for me, right? So the first thing I'd do is run to the mall. And then I'd show up to your class. And then after about 10 repetitions of a particular exercise, I'd probably drop dead. And then one of my buddies in the class would have to take me off the mat or wherever I was. I'm really kidding, obviously. But what if somebody shows up to this boot camp and they're not, like, in fantastic shape, but they definitely have the motivation. They're there. Let's pretend they're there at 5:30 in the morning. What if they can't get through it? Like, what happens to you in class? Do you single people out? Do you put them in the back of the room? Do you tell them to go home if they're not up to snuff with the rest of the class?
No, see, that's the thing. That's not what the program is all about. I have all types of different clients in the program. I have anywhere from 15 to 75 years old. And the way I teach the program, I teach it in a way where everybody's able to do the program at their own pace. This is not a competition. Everybody's here to be healthy, to be stronger, to feel better, to get motivated. So nobody in the class is singled out. Nobody is left behind. Everybody is able to do the program.
Adrian, that sounds fantastic. And actually, I like your style because, honestly, if I went to class and had somebody yelling at me, I'd yell right back. You know, I'm Latina. I wouldn't take it. So I think that it's a good approach, and I think it's a healthier approach, too. You know, who wants to go to class and get yelled at and be berated and belittled? Because I want to tell you, I do know of people that take a class like that, and the instructor makes you feel like you're nothing. And that's not why you want to get fit, right? You want to get fit to feel good and look good and all that.
First of all, we're all adults here. So, you know, if you show up, that's a big thing right there. Just showing up, it's the number one battle that people have.
You know, I think that's great advice. The topic of today's show is getting bikini ready. And I think part of the thing is get your bikini butt off the couch and get to somewhere where you can do physical activity, whether it's West Coast boot camp or the neighborhood park or the beach with your kids or wherever. It's really kind of getting off your butt and starting something, and I think that does motivate you. Look, when I started my aqua class about 4 weeks ago, you know, before that I was being kind of lazy, but now I kind of look forward to going there, and that's a lot to say. So I do think it makes a difference when you can just take that first step.
Of course, you have to take the first step. If you don't take the first step, then you're not doing anything. So, yeah, that's awesome.
So tell our listeners how they can reach you.
Well, they can either call me, which the phone number is 818-731-7733, or they can find me on the web at www.westcoastbootcamp.com.
Okay, great. Are you on Facebook as well?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
of course.
Good. Well, people, look him up on Facebook, check him out, and I think that your story is a really motivating one because I like the fact that everything you're doing is sort of the natural way. I think you have a great personality and a really good disposition. I'm so grateful that you are on Jackie's Vida Loca. In another 4 to 6 weeks, I'm going to talk to you again, and I'm going to tell you that my aqua class made me into a bikini-ready body.
All right. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Me too. Adrian Petriario, I said it! Okay, people, don't you think this guy should be totally mad at me for not being able to pronounce his name? I can't help it. He's Romanian, and, you know, I mean, I try to say it like a Latino would say it, Pietrario. See, I said it perfectly now. I think if I just say it over and over again, Petriario, Pietrario, Pietrario, I can't do it over and over again. Okay, it's even choking me to say it. But here's the thing. He's such a nice guy. And if you're ever in L.A., you should go to West Coast Boot Camp. But if you're not, you should look him up online and send him a nice message. He's definitely on Facebook, so friend him. He's such a friendly, super sweet guy, and he clearly knows what he's doing. And again, I super respect him because he doesn't look like one of those guys that get, you know, like, you can always tell the guys that take steroids because they look like they've been, like a bicycle pump has been inserted up their butt, and somebody has blown them up, and now they look like the Michelin Man. I mean, and if any of you are taking steroids out there, any of you locals are doing that, get off that crap. That is bad for you. You know what it does? Steroids make your willy much smaller. So we girls all know that all you pumped up guys have a very small penis because I tell you what, that is what steroids do. And not only that, but you become really bitchy. Guys on steroids and even girls on steroids, forget it, a Latina on steroids, you just want to get out of the warpath. But guys on steroids have like steroid rage. You know that, right? So you don't want to be on steroids, and it's ugly. It doesn't look good. I happen to like the way Adrian Pietrario looks. You see? I can say it now. I like the way he looks because he looks like a naturally super, super fit guy. And even if he does bodybuilding competitions, he doesn't look like a freak. He looks handsome and he looks sexy. So I'm very happy he was on our show because he is a good role model for us. But people who are not role models, let me tell you who they are. Okay? Beyonce. You think Beyonce is all that, right? But all she does is drink lemon juice, salt water, and an herbal laxative that goes up her behind as a master cleanse. Basically, it's her starvation plan, and it comes out from behind eventually. So I think that's kind of gross, people. You know, she might be cute, and she might do all these cute little moves or whatever that you might like, but I tell you what, I don't like the way she eats because this is ridiculous that to have everything come out of your butt. It's not normal. Okay, so Gwyneth Paltrow. I love Gwyneth Paltrow. I happen to really, really like her. But she eats a macrobiotic diet, a very, very strict vegetarian plan, and then she does this goop cleanse 21 days, only one meal a day. She chews her food 13 times. Okay, Gwyneth, you look amazing because she really does look good. But you know what? This is crazy stuff. This is crazy town. You do not have to do all these crazy things to look decent. And you know what? I think Hollywood has a lot to be accountable for because you know what? Only 2% of women around the world describe themselves as beautiful. Don't be coming to ask me if I describe myself as beautiful. I don't even want to go there. But so many women, okay, fine. I'll include myself in the bunch. You know, sometimes we suffer from insecurities and low self-esteem because we look at these people like, okay, take Adriana Lima. Now, you know I love Adriana Lima. She is my girl. She is like the hottest Victoria's Secret model to ever set foot on the planet. To me, she's my favorite angel. She's amazing. But here's what she drinks. Protein shakes mixed with powdered eggs. She washes it down with a gallon of water. She works out 1 to 2 times a day. You know what? If I could look like Adriana Lima, I want to know where I can order that powdered egg. Because I know you just can't go to the supermarket and buy powdered egg. All right, what about Snooki? All right, little old Snooki. She's like 4'0", and she weighs 600 pounds. Although she got on the diet, and I know she has a kid now, so I guess she wants to be healthy, so here's her diet. She's on the cookie diet. I happen to like cookies, so I was intrigued. She eats a 60-calorie cookie every 2 hours. That's it. That's why she looks like she does. So if you want to look like Snooki, you can eat the cookie diet. And if you don't have any willpower, you look big and fat. So I think that's a slippery slope. J-Lo. J-Lo carries a vial of oil extract from grapefruits. It's basically supposed to kick your liver enzymes into high gear. Now, I'm wondering if she's going to launch a perfume that smells like grapefruit extract. Like, if we could not only drink the grapefruit extract, but also wear the grapefruit extract, I think there would be some value in that. But don't you think kicking your liver enzymes into high gear on a regular basis by drinking all that grapefruit oil is going to screw you up? Like, one day we're going to find Jennifer Lopez with a hole in her stomach. Because that's a lot of acidity, as far as I'm concerned, to put on your liver. Poor old Jennifer Lopez's liver is probably looking up at her, screaming, stop with the grapefruit already. All right, January Jones is the craziest one of all, okay? Wait till you hear this. And you might have already heard it, because this is not necessarily new news, but we pulled it for the show. She had her own freaking placenta dried, crushed, and put into a capsule to lose weight. Now, she's crazy town for doing this, but can you imagine when she went to the store and said, listen, here's my placenta. Basically, I need you guys to dry this and then put it into a capsule for me because I don't want to chew the placenta or anything. I'll just drink it down with a little bit of you know, wine or something. Because this isn't going to be my wait list. But, like, who the hell comes up with this crap? Okay, who was the first person to try dried placenta to make you lose weight? And there are some people right now, I know you locals are thinking about this. You're probably thinking to yourself, damn, my girl's pregnant. I'm going to grab some of her placenta. I'm going to put it on the solar panels above my house. I'm going to dry that crap up. And then you know what? I'm going to take some of the stuff out of like one of our regular pills, take it all out, and I'm going to put some of her placenta in there. And you know what? I'm going to lose this gut by summer. I'm going to be bikini ready, babe. Okay, so if any of you crazies are out there saying exactly what I just said to yourself, I want you to get a hold of yourself. I want you to go take off all your clothes, like I said before, go in your room and bounce up and down for 30 minutes. You will see how you will lose that fat gut in no time. You do not have to take placenta that's disgusting and crush it up and put it into a capsule and drink it. Trust me when I tell you there are other ways that are not as gross. And you don't want to be the person who's drying up that placenta because you know that January Jones probably had some assistant drying up that placenta and crushing it and putting it into those tiny little capsules. You know you're going to have to do this shit on your own, and it's not going to be fun. So I'd suggest you just go in your room and jump up and down for 30 minutes every day, and that'll get you slender for summer, bikini ready. Okay? So those are all the crazy-ass people in the public eye that do all kinds of crazy, crazy things. When we come back, we are going to explore and talk a little bit more about the hottest stripper bodies in Hollywood. Who are the people that have the best, most awesome stripper bodies around? Stay tuned.
Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
I'm doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting. This is Jackie Dollar, baby. And you're listening to Jackie's Vida Loca, and we're talking about how to get your fat ass bikini ready like a Victoria's Secret model or just like an Adonis by in the next few weeks. And basically what we've done is pretty much make fun of all the celebrities who are doing crazy, 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 crazy things to lose weight, keep the weight off for a particular role, blah, 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 blah. You know, let me tell you something. There are certain people in Hollywood, and look, I like to think I'm part of Hollywood, but there are certain people in Hollywood that are just too damn skinny, okay? Like Angelina Jolie. Now, I know she's been through a lot lately, and I really do give that girl a lot of credit because she was really screwed up at one point and finally got her act together. You know, I think what really saved her was adopting all those kids from somewhere else, but I really think she is a very dedicated mother and a good wife, even if she stole Brad Pitt, but whatever. You know, it's his fault too. But whatever, she's too skinny. I've always felt she's too skinny. And I've always felt that maybe she has an eating disorder. I'm not trying to spread rumors, right? But I'm just thinking she's too damn skinny. And I think so many women look up to her and men fall all over themselves for her. And I think she really should try to be healthy. I guess that's what she's trying to do. But Victoria Beckham is another one. Oh, my God, that woman is too skinny. Mary-Kate Olsen, I know she suffered from an eating disorder, but I still think she's skinny, and I hope that she's getting some help. Tara Reid is another one. Now, she's a little skanky. Can I say that? Yes, I can. It's my freaking show. She's a little skanky, but she's also a little too skinny. And here's the other one, Kate Bosworth. I also think Kate Bosworth, so many girls in Hollywood suffer from eating disorders, and it's really, really, it really sucks. And if I have anything to say about it, I'm going to say definitely don't be stupid and try not to get sucked in by, you know, the so-called perfect image. But Kate Bosworth, she's the one who was in that, she was in a surfer movie, and I think she got attacked by a shark and she got her arm bit off. Now, that is one great way to lose weight. If you want to lose weight, just go into the ocean, surf where there are sharks, and have them bite off a limb. You will lose at least 5 to 10 pounds right there. It might be a little bloody, a little painful, but hey, it worked for Kate Bosworth in that movie. Why not? Okay, so here are some of the biggest losers in Hollywood. Kirstie Alley lost 100 pounds. Jennifer Hudson, girl from American Idol, Academy Award winner, lost 80 pounds. She's also a Weight Watchers representative. She still is. Snooki on the Cookie Diet, 42 pounds. Jordan Sparks, another American Idol. Look at all these American Idol people. Jordan Sparks, 50 pounds. Randy Jackson, 100 pounds. I think he got the lap band surgery. And I commend him. You know what? If you're that heavy and you need to lose weight, get the lap band surgery. Do it. Paris Hilton, 70 pounds. Paul Wall, 100 pounds. Al Roker, 115 pounds. Monique lost 82 pounds. Between all of those people that I just mentioned, they lost 739 pounds total. Now, if you take an average person at 150 pounds, give or take, right, an average person, maybe that's a little light for a guy. But let's just say a person at 150 pounds, you take 739 pounds and divide it by five people at 150 pounds, you get five people basically. So they lost five people worth of weight, those few people. Can you believe it? But you know what? I think Kirstie Alley put all that weight back on because we have not seen her dancing little ass in a while. But I think that there are some people out there that are actually good role models to women and to anybody, right? Because they kind of accept their curves. And you know who I like is Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's a really good little actress, actually. And obviously the Academy of Motion Sciences, Motion Pictures and Sciences agrees with me. But Jennifer Lawrence is great. And she refuses to slim down for Hollywood. Now, I don't think she's got that much down to slim down to because she has an incredibly nice figure. But I think it's good that she says that because at the end of the day, it's the people like Jennifer Lawrence that are influencing young girls, you know, and young women and everybody, right? Khloe Kardashian, she's always been considered the fat sister. She embraces her curves. I still think she is the fat sister. But so what? She still has a good figure. And Adele. Okay, Adele is definitely overweight. And she said, I never wanted to look like a model. She likes how she looks. She's got a lot of style. And I think that's what's great, you know, is that you don't necessarily have to be a size zero to have style and flair. Jessica Simpson, now, Jessica Simpson has had about 13 kids since we last saw her on television. And she says she's not been pressurized into slimming down again. I just think Jessica Simpson and Kim Kardashian both went off the deep end when they got pregnant. And I know this happens. Again, I'm not criticizing pregnant women because, listen, you're eating for five. Well, you're eating for the baby, and then you're eating for your husband. You're eating for their grandmother. You're eating for that new baby's godparents. You're eating for a lot of people when you're pregnant. So it's inevitable that you're going to gain some weight. But I think these two kind of went crazy. I think they definitely hit the cake aisle. Queen Latifah, she has stayed the same size for years. Queen Latifah is a beautiful woman. She has an incredible life story, and she's an accomplished actress, spokesmodel, all the whole thing, and a singer. And you know what? I give her a lot of kudos because she's not somebody who ran and got the surgery, and I think she is trying to be healthy. Jordan Sparks, I just mentioned, she lost 150 million pounds, and I think she looks beautiful. But she slimmed down to a healthy size. Her and Jennifer Hudson both look fantastic, and I really think they're beautiful women, and I think they look better now that they're slimmer. Of course, we all, you know, when we lose weight, we feel good, and we look good, and we feel like we look better, and I think they did a great job, and I give them a lot of credit. But look, you know what? It's so important. Look, we can sit here and make fun all day long of everybody else who has to lose weight, but at the end of the day, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and feel good about yourself, right? And, you know, we all suffer from our own insecurities. I can't tell you that I don't look at myself in the mirror and think, oh, I need to trim a little there and I'm going to go get this taken off and blah, blah, blah. You know, we all do that to ourselves, right? And, you know, at the end of the day, we should be considerate of other people, right? It's not just about us. It's other people who have to look at us looking good and feeling good. And when I say that, I know I'm kind of being facetious. But at the same time, do you really want to croak at the park when you're throwing a ball for your kid? No. Do you want to be breathless every time you go up and down the stairs? No. Do you want to try to fit into that two-piece or not? Okay? Look, you want to know that you look good and you feel good, and that's why I want you to get healthy. Do it. If you can't do it for yourself, then do it for me. Okay? Because the risks of not getting in shape are even worse. You could suffer from heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, cholesterol, arthritis, diabetes, cancer, breathing problems, like sleep apnea, asthma. Do you want all that, or would you rather just get your cute little tight ass into a brand new bathing suit? And you know what? You get in shape, and you can go straight to the mall and buy yourself a new outfit, because you know that even if you cannot afford that new outfit or that new wardrobe you know you're going to get, you're going to think you deserve it. And so what? You'll put it on a credit card and pay for it for the next, you know, 8 months until you get fat again. And then at least you'll have some nice new clothes to wear when you're looking hot. So summer's right around the corner. We have some resources to give to you before we get off the air today, so go run and get your pen and paper, because there's a Fitness Pal app that's amazing. It keeps track of what you're eating and your activity, so you have to be the honest one and put all that stuff in there. But definitely check out the Fitness Pal app. Here's another one. See a nutritionist. Plan out your meals. Some insurance plans actually cover a nutritionist. Did you know that? You probably get that covered as part of your health insurance. See a doctor, because that's definitely covered in your health insurance. Tell them the reason you might not be losing weight. It could be something else that you have no idea, right? But if you really want to lose weight and you're serious about it, and you have a lot of pounds to lose, you might want to go see your doctor. That is definitely covered by insurance. What's not covered is a trainer. But listen, if you can spring for a trainer for just 4 little weeks, oh, my God, you're going to look so good. Those trainers, see, if you get a trainer like Adrian who's nice and not going to scream at you, make you feel good about yourself, get somebody like that. Because you want a trainer who's going to encourage you, not, you know, demotivate you. But get yourself a little trainer. Why not? Get a cute one, though. Get a cute one. And talk to a counselor. You know, if what you're doing is eating because of an emotional reason, you know what, people, now the joking ends. Because that's the part where you really have to think about getting yourself healthy all the way around. Mind, body, spirit, all that other stuff. And I'm sure that going to the mall and retail therapy does help, because I know it does. It helps me. But I want you to be healthy. I want you to be happy. I want you to be back with me again next week and the week and the week and the week after that. So thank you. Thank you, people, for being avid fans of Jackie's Vida Loca, for joining us every week. I will see you again next week, next Thursday on Jackie's Vida Loca. We love you here. We want you to be healthy. So mwah, have a great week.
Adios, everybody. Join me again next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino mommy on Jackie's Vida Loca.